Good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here with the professor and Marianne. And,
that's almost exactly correct.
Yep, it sort of is. We're here with Patty Fink and... I almost said, and the late Arnold Wayne Jones.
I was on time.
And he is still alive.
Arnold is from the Dallas Voice, and we're going to be talking about the Oscars today. It is still pledge drive. We need somebody to call in, just make one $25,000 pledge, and we will be done with pledge drive. So the number to call to make that $25,000 pledge, if Clint will move his butt, is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And he is tearing apart the studio.
As a piece of equipment fell apart.
Falls off the...
Which is a great reason to pledge, you know? And if you make that $25,000 pledge on our show, we will hail your name every week on the show.
As our
patron and... you know, major sponsor.
Now, you can make that pledge online. Just go to KNON.org and click on the pledge button. All the pledge premiums are there. For a $25,000 pledge, you get one of everything.
You could even change the name, you know, like the way it's the T. Boone Pickens YMCA. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be the Patty Fink Lambda Weekly Show.
Exactly. It could be that.
We have lovely pledge premiums, including our out-of-date Mardi Gras t-shirts. But we are KNON.
But there is one every year.
There is one. And the Mardi Gras parade was so much fun last week. People even knew who we were as we were watching down the street. It was a lot of fun. Annie, wasn't that parade a ball?
It was so much fun. I can't even explain how much fun it was. Everyone knew us, and everyone was going, "We love you, hey KNON."
The parade route like 2 miles long, and people were cheering KNON, the voice of the people,
the whole parade.
It was great.
It was a lot of fun.
Give us a call. Seriously, we need you to support KNON for a $40 pledge. One of those T-shirts or one of those backpacks.
Listeners, I can tell you, they don't spend the pledges on useless things like expensive tote boards.
Now that is the truth.
A wonderful sweatshirt. It's a hoodie sweatshirt that says KNON, the voice of the people across the front for a $75 pledge. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And if you were out at the parade and are listening or listening to the podcast and support Lambda Weekly, you can pledge online. Go to knon.org, click on the pledge button. You can see the premiums there. You can make your pledge and put LW in the line or Lambda Weekly if you want to try to spell it. You know, and just support our show online.
And I want to thank Raymond of Wiley who did a pledge online right after seeing the podcast. We also were having a contest last week, and I don't have the name. We'll get it, and we'll thank him. I was matching all pledges for people who were guessing my age and pledging my age as long as it was under 40. Patty was matching above that.
No, I think he said 25.
I said 40. I was matching below 40. Patty matched the person who called in and made, thank you very much for the $85 pledge.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for supporting us in our age debate about David.
So that is 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. Doc is standing by, Clint is standing by, Annie is just laughing at us. So give us a call. Arnold is with us. He comes by every year to talk about the Oscars. There are a couple of gay nominations. Not a whole lot of gay this year.
There almost never is. You know, sometimes there is a movie that has a lot of gay interest, like when The Kids Are All Right was nominated. But even when The Kids Are All Right was nominated,
it was nominated
for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, and the lesbian one's involved, but none of the other nominees were gay, or at least not openly gay. And then Brokeback Mountain is another good example. No one associated with the movie was gay, just the movie dealt about gay issues.
Well, there was Philadelphia.
Right, but you don't. It's not like the Tony Awards where you have to look to find the straight person.
Right,
that's true.
It's very much more about looking to find the gay person, and of course, the two big nominees, both of whom have a decent shot at winning, are Tony Kushner, who wrote the adapted screenplay for Lincoln,
which has 12 nominations,
the most nominations And who knows how much it'll win, because this has been a wacky, wacky year for the Oscars.
And Lincoln, they think, might have been gay.
So yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So
well, some do.
You know, I mean, if you want to, if you want to look at the nominees and find like these kind of like gay corollaries, or
and
kind of like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lincoln, who was supposed to be gay. You have Ang Lee, the director of Brokeback Mountain, up for Life of Pi. Those kinds of corollaries going on. You have Hugh Jackman, who is into musical theater.
In
Les Mis, which is a
what's
very
straight about that,
right?
You have Zero Dark Thirty about Osama bin Laden. What's straight about him?
Okay, now we need the pledge to increase so that we can up security here at the building.
Now we're used to getting our death threats here. So Tony Kushner is up for best writing.
Best adapted screenplay, yeah, because he adapted Doris Kearns Goodwin's book, Team of Rivals.
And then in the documentary category.
The documentary category is one of the more significant ones. I will tell you this. I have seen four of the best documentary. Actually, this year has been a remarkable year for me personally, because the Oscars aren't for another 8 days. And of the 122 nominations, I've seen 111 of the nominations.
Well, get busy.
So the only ones I haven't seen are the five documentary shorts, which I'm seeing a week from today, the four of the best foreign language films, three of which haven't even been released in the United States yet. And
so how can they be nominated? Don't they have
to? They get to be submitted. They're submitted by their country, which they don't need to be released here.
I thought they had to have actually been released here.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the same thing is true of documentary. Well, I don't have the documentary shorts work, but you have to be submitted. And then so often that's how they get a distributor, you know, they do it that way. And then only two other like mainstream nominees. I haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph and, for animated feature, and I haven't seen The Gatekeepers, which I'm screening next week. But other than that, I've seen all five of the, nominated, documentary.
But and the documentary that is of interest, that has a good chance
of
winning. Well,
there are actually two that are of interest. One is, what you're talking about, is, David France's, How to Survive a Plague. David France was a reporter for the New York Times. And he covered the AIDS crisis in New York when it was going on. And so he knew all the people who were had their 8mm cameras out photographing meetings and all the news organizations, which would have B-roll. And so he just kind of called his friends and everything and put this movie together. When the movie screened for the first time in Dallas last April at the USA Film Festival, I was invited to lead the Q&A session afterwards. And it was a very often those Q&A sessions, people, especially if it's not a celebrity, people just kind of storm out of the room and you know, they go on to the next party or the next screening. So many people stayed. It was a very lively debate. David France said it was the best Q&A he had, and then, you know, he's nominated for an Oscar a couple months later. So I let Anne Alexander at USA Film Festival know, you know, this is what you get when you ask me to host the Q&A. But,
shameless plug.
Yeah.
And that's what we like about Arnold, because the show is all about me. And
it is.
It's all about Arnold, too.
It is. So,
well, this is
a really thing. It's an extraordinary movie. Have you seen the movie? Or?
No, I haven't, okay. And I'm eager to. And it's I love documentary films about our history, because I think so many young people today don't know.
Yeah.
And don't have that visceral feel.
Well, even I didn't know. I mean, watching the movie, you are aware of. It's mostly about ACT UP, but you would think that a documentary about ACT UP would concentrate on Larry Kramer, but it doesn't. It concentrates on a lot of other people too, including some straight people who were just involved in it because of their children.
And ACT UP was very active here in Dallas as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
in
we
New
were.
Texas. So,
So
it's has a lot of history everywhere.
We did it differently, and we could do a whole show on that. We did it a little bit differently than everywhere else. But
the other movie,
the other one?
Is the Invisible War. The Invisible War is a documentary about the rampant sexual harassment and sexual assaults that go on within the military.
Despite, and those are bad?
They are considered bad.
She's looking at me like...
They are considered bad by a bunch of bleeding heart liberal whiners.
Ah.
So, but what's interesting is one of the people who's talking about being sexually assaulted and raped by a superior officer was in fact lesbian and is in the movie lesbian, and she's, you know, talked with her partner. And one man was not gay, but he was sexually assaulted by his superior, who was another man. So, and he's like, I've never even told my wife that I was, you know, raped by a guy, you know, so many years before. And so it's an interesting and fascinating documentary. It's very well done. They're all well done. There's one called Five Broken Cameras, which is literally a documentary made with five different cameras that were breaking down by a Palestinian man while the Intifada was going on. And over the course of time, and it's such a personal and small film, but it's just, it resonates incredibly well. And interestingly enough, the movie I haven't seen that I'm going to see is called The Gatekeepers, and that's about basically the Intifada from the perspective of the Israeli Secret Service. So we'll see a different perspective. I wonder which one will be more popular in Hollywood. David and I talked about how last year, I think it was, the foreign language film nominees, there was one about from Iran and one from Israel or something. And so it was like, which one is going to win? The Muslims or the Jews, and the Muslims won.
I don't think Israel has ever won Best Picture.
No, not Best Picture,
Best Foreign Language
Picture. I don't know.
I don't think they have.
They may not have.
It is Pledge Drive, and that's why we brought Arnold on this particular show, because it's not often I get to tell Arnold to shut up.
you tell me all the time. It's rare I listen.
Just doesn't listen. The number to call to make a pledge, 972-647-1893. You know, last year, KNON lost 9 shows. Don't let this be the next one. Our show's been on. We're coming up on our 30th anniversary in August, first week of August. I want to be here to celebrate that anniversary when Bill Nelson went on the air the first day KNON was on the air. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And if you're a first-time pledger, I challenge you to give us a call with a $30 pledge, and I'll match every one of them that comes in. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
So we're doing the age thing again.
No, we're doing 30 years. We're coming up
on
our 30 years.
Saying.
And if you've never pledged before, you can indicate so by making a pledge of $30.
In 1930, is that what you're saying? Is that why it's
something
there?
Like that.
I'll do another one. If somebody wants, the first person who bids $25 and mentions the Lambda Weekly, you know, this show, I'll give you an autographed copy of my book, The Envelope, Please, A History of the Academy Awards.
Oh, there you go. That's a great thing you can't get on any other show.
No. Because I'm the only one that has it.
And if your company makes matching donations, you can make your pledge go farther. Many companies match their employees' charitable donations. Just go to your company's HR department, find out if they will match your donation, and get the proper paperwork from them. Send it in with your pledge, and when they match, your pledge is doubled, helping the show reach its goal even further or faster. We're several thousand dollars away from our goal. We will finish it up this week, unlike that other station that promised the one-week pledge drive that went on for 3 weeks. We promise a three-week pledge drive.
972-647-1893. And you can pledge in a lot of different ways. You can pledge online. You can give us a call at 972-647-1893. We do checks. We do credit cards. There are lots of ways to make it easy.
We take cash.
So, you know, give us a shout. There are a lot of cool pledge premiums. For a $50 pledge, you can get a ladies long sleeve black crew neck tee with the
which a lot of gay guys could use.
Yes.
especially when Halloween comes up.
And do Aaron's favorite, which is my partner's favorite, which we mentioned last week, the black sweatshirt pullover hoodie with the front hand pocket. She's been wearing that thing now that it's gotten colder. All the time.
Okay, now you're going for the small ones. I'm going for the big ones. For a $500 pledge, you can get a pair of tickets to every KNON benefit event for the year.
Not a pair of tickets. You're on the list automatically.
You're on the list. There are no tickets.
You don't even have to do anything. You just show up.
KNON has 40 to 50 shows every year. We're your live music radio station. We play great music, bring great music to local stages. Usually those events, though, include food. So you're on the list, you come in, you see the show, but you also get dinner. That's dinner for two. the $500 is actually a bargain.
It's a huge bargain, and we've done it. Aaron and I have done that before.
You've done that before.
And it's really, really fantastic because you can show up and enjoy it. And 40 to 50 a year is about one a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you enjoy live music as we do, you know, it's a great...
So, in other words, it would be a better investment than actually, like, if you're homeless, you should save up all your money and buy this, and then you'll be fed at least once a week for the rest of the year.
With fantastic music. You and another homeless person.
And what a great way to put it. And I'm sure if you're homeless, you're listening to us on your transistor radio, which goes with the kind of technology that I like. But there are just all kinds of shows. There's the Thanksgiving breakfast barbecue, or breakfast in the KNON live room. There's the crawfish boils, the barbecue and blues parties, the KNON Blues Fest, the Tejano benefits. Rosie Ledette comes regularly to do a performance for KNON, the Mardi Gras gumbo party, the Grateful Dead show, live broadcast, the Blues Diva Fest, polka dances, all kinds of stuff. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. You ready, Annie? Take it away.
Community Radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you're waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON. Would you help
a wise advice? This is Sonny Boy Mark, and I'd like to take a minute here to tell you about over 60 minutes of great blues listening available now on KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5 Blues CD. This is some great stuff, folks. 15 tracks from Two Tones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone with Charlie Love, David Millsap, Sir Loin and the Ash Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J.J. and the Detonators. The 1,000 copies we made are selling fast, and we won't reissue it. Get yours now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records and Rewind Music. The CD is available as a download at cdbaby.com. All proceeds benefit KNON, sponsored by Forever Young Records. Vinyl copies available at Forever Young Records only. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit KNON.org. Your ears been bending for some blues? Well, feed them the real thing with Texas Blues Radio Volume 5.
Hi, this is Patty Fink, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here with the late Patty Fink and Arnold Wayne Jones from the Dallas Voice. The number to call, because it is pledge drive, is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We have a number of pledge premiums. If you want to see what all the premiums are, you can go to KNON.org. They're all listed there. And one of the reasons that we need you to pledge is that KNON provided the first gay media in this market.
Completely.
Yeah, before the Dallas Voice was printed, before anything else was available, there was Lambda Weekly here on KNON. The station went to Bill Nelson, asked him and a group of people to do a gay show. They had no idea what a gay show was, but they went on the air and did it anyway. It's one of five or six shows from the original group of shows from August of 1983 that's still on the air.
Absolutely. We're the longest running LGBT radio show anywhere in the United States.
Anywhere in the United States. Nothing that was on the air then for the gay audience is still around.
And we have
isn't that a song from Guys and Dolls, the last original floating crap game in New York? It's like the last original floating gay media in Dallas, Texas.
That's us.
Probably fare better as a crap game.
but when we talk in the LGBT community about allies, there haven't been better allies. than the folks at KNON. So give us a call. Support the station. You know, we're here. If you're watching this on the video podcast, you can see it's not a fancy station. Perfectly nice station. It does its job. It's perfectly adequate. But we're good stewards of your money.
The and Towerlys, we are, you know, and, yeah. and actually, you know, we came from humble roots
mm-hmm. the
over
crack
in,
house.
In Old East Dallas, which we affectionately call the crack house, which has been demolished, mm-hmm. thankfully, now. But we were, you know, rickety
well,
stairs.
Well, I think it just I collapsed under its own weight of termite.
I remember that, Dallas Mayor Laura Miller, before she became mayor, was on the show and... you know, came up and she goes, "Oh my gosh, this is like the worst thing in Dallas, the worst spot in Dallas."
She was in high heels in that parking lot that was solid mud.
It was a scary place to go.
It was.
We've come a long way.
When we asked for your support, we need to raise $1,000. We've gotten a couple of calls. We want to thank everybody who has called us, but we need a few more this hour. The number is 972-647-1893. You know, our tower lease every month, $4,200, the biggest expense of running the station. It's not your big salary, Patty. It's
no.
actually the tower lease, $4,200 a month. We need to kick in our share. You know, if every show, we have about 65 shows, if each show raised $100, that pays the tower rent for the month.
And I can remember a time when we would get stories from folks in East Texas and all over North Texas. You know, in the day and age when there wasn't any internet and you didn't know any other gay people in your little town, and they would go in their room and put their headset on and listen to this show, or as one listener shared, would drive from Waco to Hillsboro when we were back on Sunday nights, because that was the first place you could get the signal, and sit in a parking lot for 2 hours and listen to the show.
Now we hear from people. We have lots of allies, lots of straight people who listen to us, and they listen because they get to hear just good conversation about things going on in the gay community. They do get to hear a couple of crackpots like Patty also, but it's just...
And extreme insights into the Oscars.
And we are going to segue into that. Let me just give the number a couple more times, 972-647-1893.
Let me just throw in, too, you know, one of the original hosts of this show 30 years ago was the late Buck Massey.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of, you know, Stonewall Democrats and others who knew him in the community... you know, this would be a good time to honor his legacy behind us, you know, by making a pledge to help keep the show he started
at
on the air. 972-647-1893.
Or you can pledge online, KNON.org. Click the pledge button. Our guest is Arnold Wayne Jones. He is the lifestyles editor of Dallas Voice. What are the best pictures nominations?
I was going to say, what are the best pictures or what are the best picture nominees?
What's the best picture then that was not nominated?
Bernie.
Absolutely. We said the same thing.
That's because we're Texans.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Jack Black.
And Jack Black. I said
phenomenal.
I said at the time. I said, I will say this now. I said, as soon as the movie came out, I said, you will never hear me these words pass my lips again. Jack Black deserves an Oscar nomination. And he was wonderful in that movie, and I was kind of disappointed that he wasn't nominated.
He was transformative in that movie.
He was so good. Yeah, I had people, friends of mine from New York, call me and say, "Hey, I just saw Bernie. Is that accurate, or is that..." It's like, oh, no, they got it exactly
townspeople
right.
Townspeople in the film, who are the actual townspeople...
Are some of the
...making their comments.
One of my favorite lines is that she says they were a bunch of... A cousin counting rednecks with more tattoos than teeth. It's like, I've been in that town, you know. And
Carthage, Texas.
It's Carthage, Texas. But it's a great movie by a Texas filmmaker, Richard Linklater, and
Shirley MacLaine.
Skip Hollandsworth from
Texas
Monthly wrote the original story and the screenplay with Richard.
And Matthew McConaughey
and his mother is in it, actually. She plays one of the townspeople.
And, you know, I saw a documentary about, like, a true crime thing about the whole story, and one of the women there that was interviewed, just a townsperson, said, you know, Carthage is almost complete. I'm completely happy here, except we don't have a Red Lobster.
I went to a small town in East Texas one time, and I said, so this is a pretty small town then. And he said, He said, I'm from a small town. I said, well, small like this town? He says, no, this is a big town. They got Sonic. I was like, okay, well, we've just gone off into a different realm than I'm used to. But
yeah,
it was
three
great.
Digits, probably.
Okay, but, so you always predict the winners. Who's going to win Best Picture first?
You know, I will tell you this. The Oscars have been desperate for years to become more relevant and not just be the thing that everyone judges things against, because there are now so many award shows and they all happen before the Oscars that they've done stuff like move up the dates and shorten the time periods. This year, one of their big changes was their nominations either came out or at least the counting was done before the Golden Globes were announced, because that's one of the things that would always happen is someone who you weren't thinking was going to be a contender for an Oscar would win the Golden Globe, and then suddenly people are like, oh, well, maybe we should nominate that person, and so they would go on the list and become front runners.
Or vote.
Yeah.
We should vote for that person.
And so suddenly it's been extremely stranged up. They have the 9 nominees. They've had 9 or 10 nominees for the past 4 years, so this is a big change. And it didn't have any impact for the longest time, but now it is, because what's happened is Argo has been winning everything. It won the major award at SAG. It won the Directors Guild Award. It won the British Academy Award, Best Picture and Best Director. And it won the Golden Globe Best Picture and Director. And it's not nominated for Best Director. And there are so few times when picture and director don't match up. And there's only been 2 occasions in the history of the Oscars where the Best Picture went to a film not nominated for Best Director, that it seems the odds are against Argo winning Best Picture. But nothing else has won Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what could sneak in? Lincoln? I mean, that was seen as a frontrunner in part because it had the most nominations. My vote for Best Picture would easily be The Life of Pi, because I think it's just a brilliant...
Or as we say in Texas, Pa.
Pa. Yeah, the life of Pecan Pa. But I love that movie. There are no... Well, there's only one nominee that's absolutely the most dreadful thing I've ever seen. It was the worst movie of last year, that Silver Linings Playbook. It gives me hives every time I think of that movie being nominated for anything. But basically all...
And it was nominated Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress.
Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Screenplay... And
Jennifer Lawrence.
Lawrence, that
won the Golden Globe.
She won a Golden Globe, yeah. And this is another category that's extremely difficult to predict, because in some ways I'm I don't want to say prejudiced, but I'm blindsided because I didn't like that movie at all. And she was fine in it, but she was no better in it than Emma Stone was in Easy A. I mean, this to me was a kind of moronic date movie with, you know, decent performances by most people except Bradley Cooper, that if it hadn't been a Harvey Weinstein movie, no one would have paid any attention to. I mean, if you're talking about a really good performance in an unexpected kind of like date type of movie, which wasn't a date movie, you're talking Charlize Theron in Young Adult last year. She was great in that, and I don't think Jennifer Lawrence is close to that in this movie. But then you also have the oldest nominee in history, Emmanuel Riva from Amour. You have the youngest nominee in history, Quvenzhané Wallace in The Beasts of the Southern Wild. You have Jessica Chastain, who is the only thing hotter than Jennifer Lawrence in terms of young actresses getting attention. She's like the Meryl Streep and the Kate Winslet of her current generation. And this would be an excellent time to recognize either one. And then you have Naomi Watts, who has the one veteran who's done her time, carried blockbusters like King Kong, but also been an important voice in smaller films, you know, who can get them made, and she's personally
like
popular.
I think she was in The Girl, and that was a wonderful film, I thought, about Hitchcock.
Oh, Naomi Watts, yeah, the television movie, yeah. You know,
I'm
so
smaller. I'm talking smaller films. So.
Yes. But yeah, she does a great job, and there's so many people who I've talked to who are like, oh, that move was just so harrowing, and it was all because of her. And she's the only nominee, so if they want to recognize that movie, she's how they do it. Mm-hmm. So those things throw everything into...
See, I think Meryl's going to win. I think this is her year.
Meryl's not nominated.
That's
in
not
fact,
the point.
Only one person in the history of the Oscars has ever won an Oscar in a competitive category. without being nominated. There's only been one write-in winner ever. Sure. And his name was, what was it, like Max Moore or somebody? His last name was Moore, I think. He was the cinematographer for A Midsummer Night's Dream back in like 1934. But they don't allow write-ins anymore.
Okay, so Meryl is going to be Best Actress.
No.
Best, so they have like long lines to vote?
Go back to Best Picture. Are you saying Lincoln or...
I'm saying that it seems like Argo is the only thing that is really winning all the awards.
But you don't think deserves Best Picture?
I think it was great. I'm as glad it was nominated for Best Picture.
But
it wouldn't be my vote. But my vote is not going to win anyway. Life of Pi, I really doubt will win, even though it was, to me, one of the best films.
And there's a difference between, oh, I think that film was great, and Best Picture of the Year that'll go down in history as,
right,
as either, oh, yeah, that makes sense that that picture was the Best Picture of the Year. It's the one that we remember. Or, what were they thinking that year? Yeah. Did well.
Braveheart. Crash. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one thing's for sure with Argo, you know, the CIA can't pull that stunt again.
Well, this is what I say about the difference between Argo and Lincoln and why Argo's winning all these things. Lincoln is a movie about how great America is. And Argo is about Americans proving how great movies are. And think about what the two frontrunners for the Oscars were last year. Hugo and The Artist. Both movies about movie makers. Hollywood loves to stare at its own navel, and it loves to pat itself on the back for being so clever. You know, one of the most devastating portraits of Hollywood was Sunset Boulevard. That was nominated the same year as All About Eve. All About Eve won the Best Picture Oscar because All About Eve was about how terrible Broadway people are in New York. They couldn't... And they had the exact same movie about Hollywood, but they wouldn't say that's how bad we really are, even though they knew it. It did win screenplay, but it didn't. They couldn't actually bring themselves to nominate it or to give it the award. And so I think Argo, I mean, I don't know what else is going to win Best Picture. Or at this point, it's such a crapshoot. It could be one of the major nominees. The only other major film to win a major Best Picture award is Les Mis, because the Golden Globes divide up into dramas and comedies or musicals. Amour is nominated for Best Foreign Language Film, and I think it will likely win that, but it's possible that that could be the sneak in. It could be the, hey, we don't know whether to pick these competing Hollywood types. Let's just pick the foreign language film that is so small and so moving and says something about humanity. And
because we can all get behind that.
Because we can all get behind that.
No, I can't.
I think...
It's humanity.
And the fact that four of the Best Picture nominees don't have a corresponding director, and because, other than Argo, Django Unchained, Zero Dark Thirty, and Les Mis, all of which were frontrunners, all of which have directors who are previous Oscar winners, and they didn't get nominated for Best Director, it indicates that those probably don't have a good shot.
See, now I'm going to have to look up Wag the Dog and see how that fared in the Oscar world.
It got two nominations.
We're going to talk more Oscars. We'll get back. We'll get to Best Actor, hopefully Director, and
Whatever else.
Whatever else we can. After our break, you're listening to Lambda Weekly. It is Pledge Drive here on KNON. Our phone number is 972-647-1893. That is 972-647-1893. Our goal is $1,000. We're about halfway there. We really need your help in order to make sure that this is the last week of Pledge Drive, because we do want to wrap it up.
And I'm matching $30 pledges, every one of them that comes in.
I put on my Facebook page that I was doing this, and people are commenting on my Facebook thing, and I'm saying, don't just comment, pledge.
Uh-huh.
So
good. Thank you, Arnold.
That's right, 972-647-1893.
We always do have special guests during Pledge Drive, because it's always people who are good at helping us, and we appreciate your help doing this, Arnold. It's also a pleasure to have to cut you off, because I never get to do that during the week. Arnold and I work in the same office. You know, one thing about KNON is that we are all volunteer all the time. All the DJs broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All for free.
And no also salaries, get to play their own music. Mm-hmm. Any other station that's programmed either by a program director or out of some city and office elsewhere.
Do you
all of it's local here.
Do you remember that tragedy a number of years ago where the shuttle was going down over Texas and we could see it? It was on a Saturday. I remember it being on a Saturday.
It was very early. I remember it on a Saturday.
And you would turn into 95% of the broadcast radio stations, and they were just playing the latest Beyonce song because they were all programmed by Clear Channel. They didn't have a way to interrupt with actual local breaking news and national news of that importance. The place you found it was the local stations, the publicly supported stations, who actually will cover something like that and not just be cleave to a program list provided by a programmer in New York City.
Sure.
And this is totally live.
So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Patty, in honor of our 30th anniversary of this show coming up, Patty is nominating. Patty is, before she goes out to Hollywood to win her Oscar, she is matching all pledges up to $30, all the $30 pledges in honor of our 30th anniversary. But for a $40 pledge, you get a backpack, you get a T-shirt, or you get a tote bag, or you get a...
For a $40 pledge, you get an apron.
I
love the KNON apron.
I just got a message that said, I am pledging 50 because I so love Arnold Jones. Thank you, Mom. No, it's not my mother.
Thank you, Arnold's friend.
That's right.
Yeah, and I had to pay him to $100 to come. You are listening.
He strapped
to
a pork chop around my neck to get the dog to play.
On 89.3 KNON FM, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Take it away, Annie.
Jim Hightower has moved to be a part of KNON's Speak Up Saturday. Jim Hightower's segments can now be heard at the start of each of KNON's great talk programming starting at 7 a.m. with Reverend Marion Barnett's show, Church Information and Open Forum, with the news and talk of South Dallas. Then at 9, the CWA presents Workers' Beat with the news and talk of the unions hosted by Gene Lance and Bonnie Mathias. At 10, the Dallas Observer presents Get Off My Lawn with Jim Schutz, bringing you the other side of Dallas news. Finishing up Speak Up Saturdays at 11 is Lambda Weekly with the news and talk of the LGBTQ community, hosted by David Taffet, Patty Fink, and LaRon Landis. Now starting at each of these shows is Jim Hightower's insightful segment at 7. 8, 9, 10, and 11 a.m. each and every Saturday morning right here on the Voice of the People, KNON 89.3 FM.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of format and personalities in North Texas as KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you're waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of the people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
This is Raphael McDonald from Resource Center Dallas. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
This is Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, and our guest today is Arnold Jones from Dallas Voice. He's Lifestyles Editor there. We are talking the Oscars, but we are also talking Pledge Drive. We have a ways to go. I think we need probably, about $15,000, $25,000. One good $25,000 pledge drive is over for this quarter. Give us a call or make a smaller pledge. You know, they always tell us don't ask for smaller amounts, but you can. You can pledge $20,000, you can pledge $10,000, or you can pledge $40, get one of our great pledge premiums like a tote or a T-shirt or a tote bag. I always use the tote bags for my groceries. I use my backpacks. Everybody knows my KNON backpacks at our office. And I have a KNON lunch thing that goes into my backpack. I'm all KNON, Kano
Erin
in during the week.
Uses her little lunch bag, insulated lunch bag.
All the time. 972-647-1893.
I love the line from The Simpsons where Mr. Burns is betting the rich oil man, and he bets him $1 million, and the oil man says, "A Texas penny it is." So, pledge a Texas penny, and we'll be done. In fact, we won't have to bother you again until 2015.
That's right. 972-647-1893. If you would like your name up on the wall right behind me, you can have your name, your band name, your group name, your business name, your church name, your team displayed inside the KNON studios for all DJs and guests to see. The name of your choosing will be etched on a 15-inch by 7-inch gold plaque. Encased in glass with a wood frame. It goes for a $1,000 pledge, and the number to call to do that, 972-647-1893. Another thing that you can do, and Clint is about to shut me up when I say this, you can be a KNON guest host with us for a $250 pledge. You'll come in about 10 o'clock. We'll talk about what we're going to talk with our guest, and afterwards and Laurent will take you out to lunch. That's for a $250 pledge. And our station
and that's better than I ever get,
that, Clint. So there,
I guest hosted. I've never gotten free anything.
You see, because we don't like you that much. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
Any,
pledge.
Who was pledge up to $30?
And that was a friend of yours who just pledged online
on PayPal. Yes,
very good.
Name Suzanne.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. You can pledge online by going to KNON.org. In the upper left-hand corner is the pledge button. You click on the pledge button. It shows all the pledge premiums. Make sure you indicate that it's for either Lambda Weekly or Morning Talk or
LW. Just put LW.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
You know, and there's a lot of different things that you can get, and they're classics. I love the chairs for $100 pledge. You can get one for $150. You get two.
What kind of chair?
They're chair. Like lawn chairs for to go to a concert.
Oh, a lawn chair. You can sling them over your shoulder. It's really, really
easy.
They fold
very small.
And they have a cup holder in both arms.
And one of my favorites, mention for the last time during this pledge drive, my favorite, the umbrella. $75 pledge, best umbrella you'll ever have. We're talking the Oscars. We're talking with Arnold Wayne Jones, so he's predicting Best Picture, either probably Argo, possibly Lincoln, or Life of Pi.
Yes, that's what it looks. Although, who knows? Like I say, it's a crazy, crazy year.
Okay, Best Actress.
It's not, see, we're the crapshoot. It could be the crapshoot at the Oscars.
Best Actress, Meryl Streep. Best Actor, it's Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Day-Lewis, Hugh Jackman, Bradley Cooper, Denzel Washington, or River Phoenix?
River Phoenix, right.
Okay, so you think it couldn't possibly be River Phoenix or
River
Denzel
Phoenix
this time?
River Phoenix is deceased, guys. It's Joaquin.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Joaquin
Phoenix. You're right.
A little clarification there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, his name is Phoenix. Perhaps he's risen from the grave. I don't know. Yes, Joaquin Phoenix. Also, used to be known as Leaf. That's his actual birth name, is Leaf Phoenix. River,
really?
Leaf. They all had names like that. Summer. And
Joaquin is so much more normal. I see why he changed.
Joaquin is a lot more normal. Yeah. I heard Bradley Cooper on a different public radio station the other day doing an interview, and he was commenting this. And this is something I like Bradley Cooper. I just think he's absolutely appallingly terrible in this movie. But he was talking about how he's happy to put on I'm happy to put on a tuxedo and go and lose to Daniel Day-Lewis every time. He says, that's great. I have no. I'm great to be in the same top five with Daniel Day-Lewis. I honestly don't see how Daniel Day-Lewis loses this, except that it's Bizarro World. Daniel Day-Lewis, if he wins, will have won his third Best Actor award. This is very unique, I hate that phrase, but this is a really kind of standout achievement because there have been multiple three winners. Meryl Streep, Ingrid Bergman, Jack Nicholson, and of course, Katharine Hepburn won four. But if he wins, he will be the only one to win three Best Actor wins. All the others, except for Hepburn, won a supporting award. And he's 50.
How many more movies to come?
He's got a lot more to come. I mean, and that's the same thing with Meryl. She's on 17 nominations now, 17 or 18. And
well, she gets an automatic nomination whether or not she's made a movie that year.
That's right. In fact, if the actress category is filled, they just put her into Best Actor. She's that good. Mm-hmm. And
if that one's filled, they can just make her Best Picture.
Best Picture. She has actually won Best Picture. But she's actually only won. She's only been in one Best Picture winner, mm-hmm. Interesting enough, or at least the lead of one Best Picture winner. I just don't see how Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't take it home. Mm-hmm. But again, there are some who might really respect Hugh Jackman for the live singing that he mm-hmm. does in Les Mis. There are some who might think that
Bradley
Cooper...
And that's the thing that's interesting about that picture. I don't like Les Mis, the show, and I have not seen the movie, but I don't like the show. But the fact that they filmed all the singing live, I think is... really an interesting part of this film.
Yeah, although it's not that new. I mean, Rex Harrison sung all of his songs live in My Fair Lady, well, in part because he wasn't much of a singer.
I was
so
going to say, he's
they
not
had a
singer.
Track on Stet, and he would just kind of say it the way that he would do it. Mm-hmm. Of course, the exact same movie, Audrey Hepburn was completely dubbed by Marnie Nixon. So,
as was Christopher Plummer in the Sound of Music.
As was Christopher Plummer in The Sound of Music, and Natalie Wood in West Side Story, but not in Gypsy. And strangely, Audrey Hepburn sang Moon River, which won the Oscar the previous year. She sang that live in Breakfast at Tiffany's. So it was very strange that they dubbed her. But live singing is not unheard of in movies. What they're kind of saying is the only time that all of the actors have sung live
in a movie set.
I mean,
it's
movie
different
set.
On a stage where it's pretend mud and it's pretend, you know. But you
it's
know,
pretend it's, in the movies too, though.
Well, I know, but you know.
Well, but also
whining over something while you're singing.
No, but also you're you know, in a show. The show starts at 8 o'clock and it's over at 10 o'clock. It's a two-hour performance. They're working all day in a movie set. So there's a difference. And they were singing all day long.
Yeah. Although, you know, Anne Hathaway only has one song.
Have you seen the parody to this? It's just a scream.
Yes, it's hilarious.
It's just hysterical.
But, you know, interesting thing about the way that things are getting confused, now that I mentioned Anne Hathaway, is another thing that would be a really cool win would be the supporting actress win for Sally Field. Because Sally Field is one of the two-for-twoers. She's been nominated twice, and she's won twice. No one has ever been nominated three times and won three times.
And we like her. We really like her.
We like her. We really like her. And that almost gives her an edge at the Oscars that she wouldn't have at BAFTA or the Golden Globes, is that she is so associated with the Oscar ceremony. Some people might almost puckishly say, I want to see if she says, you like me, or you like me even more. Mm-hmm. You know, so she's a possible spoiler, and she was wonderful in the movie. Also, the story about her getting the part. You know, Spielberg didn't want her. She offered to audition. You know,
she gained all this weight for it.
So she's getting the best reviews of her career. So I think it's great. And she hasn't won since 1984, which is also why Robert De Niro might sneak in for supporting actor. I think most people see it as a competition between Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained and Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln, neither one of which are personally popular actors. Christoph Waltz is an Austrian actor who's only made like five Hollywood films.
And he played a Nazi.
And he played a Nazi really well. And Tommy Lee Jones is notoriously difficult. And
he was not happy at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
He's a relative of mine, you know.
Is he really? Yeah. I'm the one with the name Jones. You'd think he'd be a relative
of mine.
My
mother's maiden sister, so.
But,
so maybe you two are related.
Maybe.
That would just be scary.
But but it's possible then that somebody like Robert De Niro, who hasn't won in 30 years.
And that would be all one of those... wins for a body of work.
It would be a body of work. It would be. I mean, the thing is, Robert De Niro hasn't even. He and Meryl Streep are. He and Sally Field are in the same position. Neither has even been nominated since their last nomination. Mm-hmm. That's not true. De Niro was nominated one time for Cape Fear, but that was the last time. That's been 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, he hasn't deserved a nomination in that time. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been doing crappy stuff. You know, he's been doing the Olivier thing making money to leave his children, you know.
But he's still everything he's done is still well respected.
Yes, he's a good actor, but he's doing the threequel to Meet the Fockers. You're not really in it for the art.
You're not?
No.
That's not art?
It's not art.
Well, we have a disagreement.
It has the same. It has the letters ART in it, but it is not.
I thought Meet the Fockers Part 3 won Best Picture.
No.
Before we're going to talk about Best Director, we have a few more minutes, but it is Pledge Drive. I want to get one more little push in there. We've gotten a couple of calls. I want to thank everybody for calling 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
Thank you for the callers who've made pledges. It's really what helps keep this show on the air. And so we appreciate your support, and we appreciate your listenership as well.
And you can go online and pledge KNON.org. Click the pledge button, but if you'd like to call 972-647-1893, Doc is standing by, waiting to take another call. He's just standing there, he looks like he's going to fall over because he's been doing this since about 7 o'clock this morning. Poor Doc.
Need to do. We need to put up a billboard on somewhere in Hollywood advertising our show so that you can vote for us with your pledge.
972-647-1893.
Absolutely.
Who do you think is going to win Best Director?
Well, this is the fascinating thing, because the person who's been winning Best Director, hands down, every other place, has been Ben Affleck for Argo, who is not nominated, which means there are no front runners of the remaining people. Also, you have the weird situation where, like, Ben Zeitlin, who directed Beasts of Southern Wild, the movie was not made in accordance with Directors Guild rules, so he wasn't even eligible for a Best Director DGA nomination.
What did they violate?
It just wasn't done under union rules, and wasn't paid the right salary and stuff like that. I mean, just the way that, you know, you have to. You're not a member. It's a guild, so if you're not a member of the guild, you can't be nominated for the thing, or at least you can't.
Well, the guild sort of merged this year.
No, that's the Screen Actors Guild. This is the Directors Guild. At any rate, that's the same thing is true of the Writers Guild. You know that it's not done under Writers Guild rules. So
they used a pencil instead of pixels.
That's exactly right. At any rate. So that throws everything up in the air, because one of the Best Picture front runner is a movie that's not nominated. And so is it going to be a third one for Steven Spielberg, a second one for Ang Lee? Actually, a third for Ang Lee, because he also won Best Foreign Language Film for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I pray to God it's not David O. Russell for that filmed abortion, Silver Linings Playbook.
That would be sort of a really big letdown in a bad direction for Oscar to go.
isn't that possibly the best chance for that film to win?
I think the best chance for that film is probably De Niro.
Ah, okay.
But so that leaves these kind of like unlikely nominees: Michael Haneke, the Austrian filmmaker who directed Amour, and Ben Zeitlin, to kind of sneak in. And I will say this: the Oscars have traditionally not had a problem with just saying, hey, this is your first film? Yeah, we'll give you the main award for directing. It's not like we have to pay you more for your next one, because... but they love to nominate these kind of strange directors. They gave it to Tom Hooper for his first feature film, The King's Speech.
They don't seem to like the real established directors like Spielberg.
They often don't. I mean, it took Scorsese 35 years to win an Oscar.
He was almost shunned.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed to be.
Yeah, and so they might just say, well, and Lincoln does have directorial issues. It's kind of deserves it and doesn't deserve it for the same reason, which is it's a 2.5-hour movie about political gamesmanship and parliamentary procedure, which is incredibly boring, but he makes it interesting.
And I did want to just mention one other winner was Janice Ian.
In the Grammys last week. She was up against two lesbians, mm-hmm. a first lady, and a former president of the United States, and she beat out Rachel Maddow for Drift, her book Drift, Ellen DeGeneres for I'm serious, just kidding, or something, mm-hmm. and then Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, and Michelle Obama's reading, and this is all spoken word category. And Janice Ian won with her autobiography.
And she said she'll come on. We just have to arrange a date when we can get her.
She seemed excited about coming on.
Good.
The show.
I hope she'll
and she knows
be on.
That we're the oldest, longest running LGBT radio show anywhere in the United States.
And that's taking us to the end of the show. Arnold, I want to thank you for being here.
Sure.
Arnold, I want to thank you for recruiting pledgers. And you can still pledge 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Our friends on the next show are happy to take your pledge and just tell them that it's for Lambda Weekly. If you want to split the pledge with us and them, we're happy to do it that way too. 972-647-1893. Help us end pledge drive early this week. 972-647-1893. I am David Taffet here with the late Patty Fink. Laurent will be back with us next week. Arnold will be back with us next year. And
or for the Tonys.
We'll
and
be
thank
back.
You, Annie.
We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week. I think our guest is Ken Upton next week from Lambda Legal. Coming up, Rebecca Covell, who is an attorney.